This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
That's what it sounded like in London. Well, I shouldn't say London, simply Manchester in England, as Ariana Grande for a benefit concert. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. She returned to the scene of the sick, twisted crime of ISIS supposedly taking credit for that attack. So the singer and some of her famous friends went back to say, we're here and we're honoring the people. She screamed, I love you, Manchester. She wore a white sweatshirt with One Love Manchester written on it. She performed Better Days with Victoria Monet and sang Where is the Love with the Black Eyed Peas. She was very tearful as she performed her song My Everything with the Parswood High School Choir. And the choir's cover of the song went viral after they performed it in tribute to the Manchester bombing victims. And that's what a lot of the conversation has been about. She talked specifically about a 15-year-old fan who we talked about on this show, Olivia Campbell, who lost her life. And she actually talked about a conversation she had with a girl's mother. She told me Olivia would have wanted to hear the hits. And then she launched into her hits, and the crowd went crazy for the concert. And bravo to Ariana Grande and the Black Eyed Peas and everybody else who helped make that concert happen. So that's where we start as we come off of another weekend and roll into another week here on ATN. The president had something to say about the London attack that's coming up in our next segment here on ATN, so more reaction to it and what's happening as far as Twitter is concerned and the reaction to what Trump tweeted about Manchester. While that's going on, some of the other big, I think, interesting stories besides Britain and Britain being in a recent target for attacks and Ariana Grande going back for her concert and then reaction from world leaders, including our own president, in the faces of what's happened and yet somebody else dying, seven dead now as a result of that bombing at her concert a couple of weeks ago. Something else that has happened as a result of that, because ISIS claimed responsibility. What they're saying on the home front, there is no terror threats have happened afterwards, but 12 people have been arrested in London, and they're being detained, of course, for questioning as they try to sort out a lot of the information that has come in the last, 14 plus days. When we were talking about how crazy and insane it was that you had a teenage concert and that's the way it ended. And, it made me start to think, what was the first concert I went to? And I can remember my mother, and I was the same age as these girls, letting me go and go with a chaperone, older people taking us to see a Chicago concert. And could you just imagine what that would be like to get that phone call that your daughter's not coming home? It would be undescribable. It would be unbelievable, that feeling of rage. It really, really, really would be. In the meantime, besides the bombing and ISIS and what's happening there, part of the buzz around the water cooler, no matter what time you check in for work, or if you're like the rest of us and you're kind of roving all over the place, How about Nikki Haley saying Trump believes the climate is changing? President Trump believes that climate change is real and human activity contributes to it. That's according to the UN ambassador, Nikki Haley. She was part of the Sunday Swirl. She was on CBS. She said that after a couple of days of not talking about questions on global warming, now, and she didn't say after a couple of days of not talking about it, but this is what's happened, because there has been no conversation from the White House. Haley was trotted out there, and she said that Trump acknowledges, yeah, the climate is changing. However, he doesn't like the deal of the Paris Climate Agreement, so that's why he said he was withdrawing the United States from that agreement, which is trying to limit global warming through cuts in carbon emissions. He has said, and she emphasized that they don't want, that the U.S. doesn't want to pay for everybody else's problems, and that if something could be different to re-rack it, the United States would talk about that. The United States would talk about re-racking. While that was happening on the home front, Bill Maher expressed remorse for dropping a racial slur during an interview with the senator on Friday's episode of HBO's Real Time. He said the word was offensive. I regret saying it, and I'm very sorry. He released a statement that was then pumped out by a publicist during an interview with the senator, Ben Sasse, a Republican from Nebraska. He responded to an invitation to visit his state and said, come and work in the fields. And Bill Maher said, work in the fields, Senator, am I a house blank, fill in the blank there. And what's wild about that is now the conversation is about, will this be what pushes him off HBO? Is there a limit to what HBO will do? When you think of what's now just happened with Kathy Griffin, where she severed the head in a mock situation, of course, of the president and was booted out of CNN, at least the New Year's Eve coverage that she did every year with Anderson Cooper, that was too much for them. And now with Bill Maher, he's had his own show for many, many years on HBO, and supposedly on HBO anything goes, but there was the need to release the statement, so there must have been something, I'm certain, behind that if anything happens, you know, that's too far over the line for HBO, which there could be. I mean, you know, the line is blurred even on networks where they say anything goes. It goes until it's too offensive to too many, and then you're gone. So there are questions about that. Personally, I don't think that happens. I don't think he gets booted, because that's one of the staples of HBO, that we're different. But he did come out with the apology. Coming up on the flip side, yeah, it's about numbers. An interesting version of We Can Count, starting with a movie over the weekend that made history. What movie, you say? I'll tell you on the flip side here on America Tonight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It is our sacred duty to defend the world. And it's what I'm going to do.
Wonder Woman made massive history over the weekend. Did you take your little girl, your granddaughter, your niece, or did you just go check it out? So it's the latest DC comic. It brought in an estimated $100.5 million for its opening in North America. This is just opening weekend. So it makes the superhero flick that's been directed by Patty Jenkins the biggest opening ever for a female director. Previously, and this tells you something kind of funny, the last record was $85.2 million, and that was 2 years ago, and that was Shades of Grey that had a female director. Two different kinds of movies. So Wonder Woman is the first ever major superhero film to be led by a woman, and how about that? 52% of the female of the audience was female this weekend. Isn't that interesting? Because usually superheroes, action figures, all that, it's always guys. But this one scored and scored big. And I will tell you that I saw Wonder Woman. My husband was a big fan as a boy of Linda Carter. He watched Wonder Woman. He wanted to go and see it. So how about that? We did. We went to go see it. No nephews, no nieces, just we went to go see it. And it was kind of mixed in our audience. There were definitely plenty of men there. So I was in a theater where there was a lot of different kinds of people. And that is, I mean, that's huge. Because it's going to make more money than that. You know, the production budget for it, because, again, it's an action movie, was like $150 million, so they'll be able to make up for that. The score that it got on Rotten Tomatoes, 93%. That is the best reviewed superhero movie of all time, and that's pretty shocking. Because usually they don't do well. Those movies don't do well. Well, you know the whole thing about the Truth Lasso and whatnot. It was decent. It really was a decent movie. Heading into the weekend, we did a little preview of it, and it scored. I mean, it was tough to get tickets. Very, very tough to get tickets. Okay, so it's about numbers, and that was a very, very big number. Here's another big number for you. What would it be like to hit 600 home runs? Albert Pujols did that on Saturday night. It was a grand slam for Pujols. He's 37. He is a powerful hitter, not quite the power he had before. But he hit 600. Will he hit 700? His contract goes to 2021. I'm going to say, yeah, I think he hit 700. But I don't think he shatters Barry Bonds' record of 762. We'll see. You can never say never for sure. But I'm going to say, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Let's move to another number, a crazy Facebook deal, a post. A man was fined $4,000 for liking defamatory posts on Facebook. Yeah. So, you know, you got to be careful what you like on Facebook. A court in Switzerland convicted him on several counts of defamation. He liked libelous comments on that social media platform. A court in Zurich said that the guy indirectly endorsed and further distributed the comments by using his Facebook like button. He wasn't named, but he liked several posts written by a third party that accused an animal rights activist of anti-Semitism, racism, and fascism. Well, that can be tough. What was he thinking? So 4,000 Swiss francs is exactly what it would be. He could appeal his sentence. And the case is believed to be the first time a court has interpreted a like as an explicit endorsement of a post. That's an interesting thing to talk about, and we'll talk about that a little bit more this week, I'm sure, with some attorneys, or with an attorney, because it's interesting from the legal point of view where that could all end up. And I'm going to say it is true. You should watch what you just click you like and make sure it is something. Make sure it is something that you like, not something that you just, you know, when people say, oh, well, you like this, well, it just tells you to slow down and make sure it is, in fact, something that you would like, and it's not something that's defamatory and pretty obvious on the surface, right? I like it. I like that you have to pay attention, I can tell you that. I know that I'm very careful. Same thing, because of what people send and then what it turns out to be. Okay, moving along. It is numbers, and that's what we're talking about. How about this? This was a scary thing. A plane making a very shaky or scary emergency landing over the weekend. And, you know, the landing itself, what was interesting with this plane and the landing is they had to have planes go to other airports. They had to send them some other place because they were too worried about the plane. And this was a plane in San Antonio, Texas. It's funny, I mess around with an app that shows you planes in the United States and where they're landing and what's happening there. But this emergency landing at San Antonio International, the pilot declaring an emergency was, you know, what happened was the fact that, and it's something that they've talked about before, and it's happened a couple of times with nose gear and whatnot, was the the skidding off the runway. And while that was going on, there was another crazy emergency landing. A plane flying into an airport in Mogadishu, Somalia, had to make a incredible emergency landing, and this was like a belly flop. And when you see the giant plane, I mean, it's just skidding across the runway. I mean, it was a belly landing. No fire, no nothing. And this happened back on May 30th, and they landed it, though. I mean, it's worth looking that up, whatever your search engine is, to see that one, because, and then it spins at the very end. It is unbelievable that the way that plane landed and how the people safely were able to get off that plane. I mean, bravo to the pilots there as well. So now we know that, in fact, another person has died. Seven have officially been listed as dead as a result of that attack in London, the terror attack. Dozens, of course, were injured. We mentioned at the top the Ariana Grande concert, the tribute concert. And, the fact that somebody else died is just so sad to me. But fighting some critical injuries, for sure, and just did not make it. And then how about this story? Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt have broken diplomatic relations with Qatar over what they say is support of terrorism. Wow. So a couple of really big countries splitting off with one other, which in some ways is very shocking. If you look at a map and you see the relationship of those countries, it is pretty shocking. And Bahrain said its decision was based on what it said was, Qatar's destabilization actions. I knew I could get that out of my mouth. So the diplomats, the Qatari diplomats, have 48 hours to leave the kingdom, and airspace and ports between the countries are going to be closed within 24 hours of Bahrain's announcement. Wow, wow, wow. This is huge. Again, if you look at a map and you see the closeness of those areas I just named, especially Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, obviously Saudi Arabia, that is a big blow to them. But bravo. Stay with us.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
America Tonight. Interesting headlines over the weekend as we kind of hit the headers here. The, talking about the concert and opening up that way, there was a crazy rampage in London. You know, that the concert was in Manchester, but there was in London, there's a London Bridge attack, and ISIS is claiming responsibility for that. There's some crazy video where you have jihadi terrorists stalking local pubs looking for partiers, revelers, if you will, to kill in a deadly rampage. So they have claimed responsibility for the attack on London Bridge. And it is pretty chilling, the video. You've got three jihadis just calmly strolling past a pub in the midst of the van and knife rampage that killed seven and critically injured 21 people. Wow. I mean, where does it end? It's just sick and awful. And I did look at some of that video, and it was terrible. Theresa May said enough is enough. But you know what? It's enough is enough is not getting the job done. And this happened on Sunday. This was an attack that happened on Sunday. You know, so here you go. You have the terrorists wearing fake suicide vests. They were shot dead by armed police after their 8 minutes of terror. And that doesn't do much for the people of the seven dead people. And 21, by the way, are critical. I mean, 21 are critical. And some of the people, they believe some of them are from other parts of the world. I mean, regardless of where they're from. Bystanders tried to help. There was a Frenchman, a Canadian, they're confirmed among those killed. They're looking at images to see if there was anybody else. They've arrested more. And not to confuse you as to London and Manchester, different things. They've arrested more as a result of sealing off one of the flats not too far from where the attack occurred. I mean, just a brutal attack. Two police officers were injured in that as well. And what do they do? One of the wait staff at one of the pubs barricaded the doors because attackers were trying to storm the building after the three were shot dead. And they're still going to do Thursday's general election. They said it's going to go ahead. And then they issued a warning to jihadis and those who try to harbor them and said, you know, we're coming after you. And that we're going to go about our lives normally. Wow. So this on the heels of, again, the Manchester thing. So you have what happened in Manchester, and you have now what happened in London in this rampage. And I saw the front of the Daily Mirror, which is one of the papers of record in England, and it says Monsters and Heroes. And talked about a lot of the people fighting back during that rampage. Wow. I'll tell you what, at the benefit for in Manchester, it was just a massive amount of security. Of course it was a massive amount of security. Are you kidding me? I mean, Ariana Grande was definite that she was going to come back. But they were going to do everything they could to wrap as much protection around people at the concert and, of course, people on the stage as well to ensure that everybody felt safer. And you really had a lot of people. Katy Perry was there. Justin Bieber was there. One of the guys from One Direction was there. I mean, Little Mix was there. There were a lot of people that came out to really make this, you know, make this concert big. And it comes on the heels of those people being killed and the people being injured when the van drove into the crowd on the London Bridge and did that whole crazy knife rampage. So if you add up you go back to May 22nd, weeks ago, and then what happened now, and you add up the amount of people dead as a result of ISIS, wow. You know, 22 people were killed. So not to confuse you, 22 people were killed at the Manchester concert and scores of others injured. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable is what it is, really. Okay, well, that's happening and making news, and it is what I say, hit the headers. That's on, you know, everybody's mind, and in a sense of a news headline, because you still have that online, or if there is the traditional paper, that would be something that would scream out at you. In Los Angeles, if you looked at the Los Angeles Times, it would be Governor Brown's first stops in China are in cities that look a lot like California. Brown is going on this tour right on the heels of the pullout of the Paris Accord. And remember, China's all into that. Also, you would see Megyn Kelly gets outmaneuvered, they say, by Vladimir Putin on her NBC premiere Sunday night. That was one of the headlines in the television section. Then you would also, for people listening in Portland, you made the LA Times, pro and anti-Trump protesters in throngs descended on Portland. The police were bracing for violence at competing rallies. You would also see a headline on the sports side that talked about the Warriors making it two in a row over the Cavaliers, and it wasn't even close. The great LeBron James and the Cavaliers, defending their title, are seeing what it's like to go up against Klay Thompson, who really found his shot, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry. Almost impossible. But now the series goes back to Cleveland. So even though LeBron James had a triple double, 29 points, 11 boards, and 14 assists, it didn't matter because the others were just way too good and way too strong. And the final score was 132-111. So two games down in a hole, a very deep, deep hole, which I thought in a way they would be able to turn it around, but you've got to give credit to Golden State and just how good they are. And that's in all of the papers, no matter where in the country. Whether you're a sports fan or not, there's sports mixed in there. Washington Post, as we go to another part of the country, talks about what I talked about. London attack spawns political controversy as party leaders lash out at each other. Then it also mentions the Brits going to see Ariana Grande again in defiance. Also, Portland makes the news in Washington as well. Their headline, right-wing free speech rally draws massive counter-protests in Portland. And, of course, in Portland, what happened? Two people were killed on a train for standing up to a man who was spewing nasty, hateful language at some people that were Muslims that were on the train. So that's another big story that has piqued our interest because of how heinous that was too, and then of course the reaction to it. Then we jump from Washington and land someplace completely different. When I say completely different, where do we land? Well, we land in Hollywood and look at the other side with HuffPo and how they portray what the weekend was like. They had Ariana Grande, of course, was at the top. They had a quote from Putin's interview with Megyn Kelly saying, "We don't care who's the head of the United States." Also, they had a story about what you can expect from Wonder Woman, and talked about the Wonder Woman movie shattering the box office with the biggest opening period for a female director. And then this story about Ted Nugent condemning Kathy Griffin, but calls his Obama comments metaphor, a different twist. Hang with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I actually happened to see the statement from the mayor of London, and that's not what I heard him say. And I don't think that a major terrorist attack like this is the time to be divisive and to criticize a mayor who's trying to organize his city's response to this attack. The terrorists want us to live in a state of constant fear.
All right, that was Al Gore. Remember him? Almost became president, hanging chads and all of that. That seems like forever. Gore, in an interview on CNN, said that Trump's tweet calling out the London mayor, this is not the right time for that because it's too divisive. And that's not what you want when you have this crazy situation that you have with the London Bridge and people, running for cover and other people trying to do something and just how awful it was. And he said this is not the time for that kind of tweet. He was asked about it, so that's what happened. So he criticized him because of that. And he says it's just not, it's just not what you want. And this was on the heels of the president's tweet. They say looking to misconstrue a statement and then criticizing Mayor Khan over how they immediately handled the terror attack. I'll tell you one thing. It is pretty scary if you're listening to me now and you just tuned in. When you look at the top headlines, when I say, okay, Ariana Grande and her famous pals go back to Manchester, woohoo, and I think that is great, I do. And they give this concert, they try to ease the fears and the pain and the horribleness of what happened when she was there back at the end of May. And Bravo, absolutely doing that was smart, and it was great for the people. And that's the key thing, no matter what, it's the people who have to deal with it. So good, good, and good on many, many fronts. But while that's happening, then you deal with Sunday and the ridiculous, frightening van plowing over toward people, jumping out, and again with the swinging of the knives and just going, you know, just trying to kill people. It's very scary when we see this. This whole idea of the van and swerving off of a road into people or jumping out of a van. Now we've seen this a couple of different times in a couple of different cities. Yeah, frightening. And I agree when you hear somebody who's a leader saying, we've got to be vigilant. We have to do what we normally do, of course, because sitting inside and being frightened isn't going to do anything anyway. And really, a terror attack, and I guess this is what's the scariest thing of all, can happen anywhere. There is no, I say this all the time, there is no 100%, is there? And the answer is no. There's not 100% anywhere. If we could get 100%, we would get 100%. You can't 100% guarantee someone's safety. Of course, it doesn't mean you don't try, and try again. But just in listening to what we're talking about, London diners hiding from an attacker armed with a massive knife. The British PM saying enough is enough. And then word about what's happening with the people who are trying to recover from the Manchester attack. You'd have to have more than rattled nerves. And then the news that the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain cut off relations with a fellow Gulf state, Qatar, because of their support of terrorism. Because they want to preserve national security is what they're saying. So now these Qatari diplomats have to get their rear ends out of the kingdom and all those other places I just named. Specifically, the destabilization, the security of all of the places I mentioned, the kingdom of Bahrain, etc., that they don't want the escalating terror activities and they're concerned. So closing land, sea, and air ports is a very big deal. They're trying to get rid of extremists and terrorism. I mean, wow. That's big. That's big. You could say, you know, that might have been in the works for a while, but nothing was happening. And finally, finally they made the move and said, we're not going to do it, and others followed suit. Wow. On the lighter side, it is about the highlights of a weekend of trying to ignore some of the insanity happening around us in other places, and I guess that is the box office bang of Wonder Woman. Part of that, I think, is backlash interest and the whole DC Comics doing a great job of really promoting that. And it's summertime, and this is the hot time to go and catch movies, especially with kids out of school, and that would be the people who would mostly be jumping on the movie because of so many people being out of school and available to go to movies now. So maybe they see a little bit of a bounce. Besides just this movie, they've had a couple of others. The Pirate movie came out, and The Mummy's coming out, and those are definitely geared toward boys or girls or teens or, you know, whatnot. And then how about this? Some of you, for your entertainment and on the lighter side, might be Harley fans. I have a lot of friends who, I'll say four friends who have Harleys, but Harley Davidson is recalling about 57,000 motorcycles for what they're calling an oil line can coming loose and spewing oil into the path of the rear tire. That's not good. They're just certain ones. The recall covers the Electra Glide Ultra Classic. I've seen those. The Police Electra Glide, the Police Road King, the Road King, the Street Glide, some pretty big ones. And they are special motorcycles built from July 2nd through May 9th. What they're saying is a clamp on an engine oil cooler line might not have been installed correctly. They've had reports, almost a dozen reports of oil lines coming off, and it's caused two crashes and one minor injury. They're lucky it's just one minor injury. So they're going to fix them free of charge. It's voluntary. But hopefully the word gets out to the people who have them so you can get that adjusted in case that's the case. Because, boy, that would certainly be disastrous, wouldn't it? To have that back tire hit that oil slick. Ooh. Not good. We talk about the jobs reports all the time here on the show. And when we look at the economy, creating 138,000 jobs in May, the estimates were 185,000. The focus is on technology, energy, and healthcare sectors for a lot of people, but hiring slowed substantially. The unemployment rate, which I think is such a crazy false number because of people who don't even report, but the unemployment rate is calculated from a different survey that the Labor Department releases, not just strictly the numbers. And they say that fell from 4.4% to 4.3%, which is the lowest since, wow, May of 2001. That's pretty big. Average hourly wages, I don't know about the rest of you, but it rose 4 cents, $26.22. Thanks so much to all of you from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.